Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Proverb of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instructions in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the saying and the riddles of the wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Verse 9. Then they are garlands to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you. I want you to think back just over maybe the last few weeks at all the times that you've had to make a decision. Just try and think back about a decision that you've made. I wonder how many times that decision was a right or wrong answer. Because far more likely, far more common, is that our decisions are not right and wrong. The right and the wrong are not usually that clear. It's more likely that there's a sort of grey area about what is the best thing to do. What's the wisest thing to do? I'll give you an example. Imagine you're walking through Hanley Park, just at the road there, and you find £20 on the floor. Now, is there a black and white answer to what to do? I'm not sure there is. I mean, so I suppose there could be a sinful response to that. If you saw it fall out of someone's pocket and you deliberately put your foot on it and wait a while, I think that's a wrong thing to do. Okay, that's a sinful thing to do. But apart from that, I don't know. What should you do? I think more likely you've got a range of choices, haven't you? Should you run down to church and put it in the red box in the corner there? Should you buy lunch with it? Buy yourself a special lunch with it? Should you invest it in something? Should you lend it to someone? Should you just put it in your pocket with the rest of your money or whatever? What should you do? It's a wisdom choice, isn't it? Now, what if it's £50 rather than 20? Oh, that changes it now, maybe, doesn't it? What if it's £5,000 rolled up with an elastic band? See, again, that's a very different question, isn't it? I think probably you should hand that in, just to say. Maybe pocketing that might be limiting on your well-being, perhaps. There are wise choices that we have to make that are not right and wrong. They're not black and white. And honestly, if we try and find the right answer, like if every time you have to make a tiny decision about the £20 note or whatever it might be, if every time you face a decision of that level, your aim is to discern the Lord's will for it, that way madness lies, friends. Honestly, what should I have for breakfast today? Cornflakes or shreddies? You know, what is the Lord's will for this? You'll go mad. You'll go mad. There isn't black and white answers to everything, and that's why we have the book of Proverbs. Sometimes we have to just make decisions about things. Sometimes we have to decide what's the least bad option. Honestly, black and white choices are the easy ones. It's all the rest of the stuff. Those are the hard choices. Let me give you an example. So this one is related to money again. Oh, I should say, we're going to do a sermon series on money in January. And that sounds like a long way away, but it's not. It'll come very quickly. So if you were here, you remember we did a sermon series on sexuality and relationships this year. We're going to do, in January, we're going to start one on money. Anyway, so Proverbs has got a lot to say about money, but we're probably not going to talk about it very much in this series. We're going to save that. But we'll do one. Okay. Should we say it together? Come on, seeing as we've started that way, haven't we? The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. Right. Let's just chew that around a little bit. I found this really helpful when I first heard it. Some scriptures are like jelly babies. Okay, you put them in your mouth and it's an instant hit of sweetness. All right? I think most of the book of Proverbs is not like that. Most of the book of Proverbs is more like a gobstopper.